a new series called Benching B'Kavanah. I have been working on this for the last 10 years. Okay, on and off, mostly off. But the point is, we're going to give you and me some inspiration to make sure that we bless Hashem with everything we got. So let's get into it. Yalla. Okay, so I don't know about you, but sometimes I eat too much, especially on Shabbos, which is usually when I am benching. I sometimes eat too much food and I feel bad about myself because I know I'm supposed to have self-control to be a holy yid. So what do? So comes the Pnei Menachem, the son of the holy Imre Emes Zatzal. And he writes that when you say Birkat HaMazon, benching with kavana, with holy intention, thinking about every word and really meaning it, you lift up that improper animalistic eating. When you weren't doing it for Hashem, you're just doing it for taivas, and you somehow make it into a mitzvah. You know, it doesn't mean you should lechadchila eat like that, but in some way you're allowed to take that, you know, 3 experience and make it into a 7 in my own numbers, through having holy intention and transforming it into a positive, thankful experience just by benching with kavana. So hopefully that will motivate you. It motivates me to put a little bit extra oomph into your benching. The Halaga, pure, holy, Magen Mimezritz, the student of the Baal Shem Tov, would remind his students, so many of us try hard to have kavana during davening. You know, of course, for Hasidim, the main event of the day is davening. But what about benching? Yeah, after the meal, especially on Shabbos, we get it over with. The Magen Mimezritz reminds us that it's mide oraita, it's from the Torah to say benching, whereas davening is only mide rabbanan, at least according to most post-game. And so when we bench with kavana, we bring unification, love, and brotherhood, and we send down shefa, bracha, to the lower worlds. Okay? So you best be benching to get that shefa down to our universe. Finally, the Dibart Shlom, the Rav Shlomo Milutsk, writes in his Sefer on the Parsha, quotes the Arizal, Rav Yitzchak Luria, who writes, and when you say any bracha on food, birchat anehenin, you say it in a loud voice. Don't say brachot nora, you say brachot ha-shem v'en machlam sha'kol ni'ab dvaro. Personally, I would say there's 2 advantages. One is that the people around you will hear and say amen. That's my minhag. When I get a coffee at Kofitz, I say the bracha out loud and everyone says amen. You should, it works. Everybody does it. It's amazing. And secondly, it helps you have kavana when you say things. It arouses a kavana from within you. But in addition, the Arizal writes that in every little spark of food, there are holy sparks of godliness. As the Pasuk says, "Vatam chayet kulam," from Nehemiah, we say it every day during davening. And now in these physical foods, there's like an orange shell, klipos. And these klipos are called the sitra achar. There's a physical aspect to the food. And what happens is a wise person does not dwell upon just the physical aspect of the food, but he dwells upon the sparks of godliness, the sparks of the Creator, which animate within the little orange. And when you're eating that orange, you're saying, thank you, Hashem. You're connecting to Hashem. You're appreciating Hashem. And you are thereby drawing down the holy sparks of bracha into our universe. Now we understand the Gemara in Brachas, which writes in 35a, Lamed Hayam and Aleph, that a person who doesn't say a bracha, it's as if he's stolen from Hashem. Why? Because Hashem creates the food in order for us to draw down the blessing to the universe. And if we don't thank him properly, then it's like we're taking his orange without his permission, right? Or not just orange, but all fruits. I'm just very much in the Garden of Eden. So now we understand the Chida, who writes that when you bench properly, it's a segula for parnasa, as it says, birchat Hashem hi ta'ashir, because we're bringing down the physical bracha, we're bringing down the psychological bracha, because when I say that bracha and I eat with holy gratitude, I enjoy so much more the food that I am eating. And the way that we do that is by again, reminding ourselves to both before we eat with a holy bracha, and while we're eating, to be eating every moment, to be cognizant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be thanking Him for, during, and after the eating experience. So I hope you're as inspired as I am. I'm pretty excited to go get an orange or peach or tomato or whatever you want, and to go make a bracha. And I hope you have an amazing day. I hope you enjoy this. If you do, please sign up to get more YouTube little podcasts. We do one on every topic, halacha, chassidus, gadol stories. And we send them on our WhatsApp group. So if you want to, if you're enjoying this, please sign up, and please tell your friends that they also can enjoy the beautiful words of chassidus and inspiration that we're trying to spread here at the Simcha Center. And we'll end off with the song that I just made up. Ve'achata v'savata uve'acha et Hashem Elokecha. You like the song? If you like that song, please let me know. It will make my day. Have a great day. Here from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. 1 second. I'm just ending a video. See you guys soon.